This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma. We're joined in the studio by Keith Kam for our market wrap. We're starting off with this. The ringgit is now at its weakest level against the US dollar in a year. That sounds very bleak. How weak is that exactly?
Currently, we're looking at 4.18 to the dollar, and that's compared to 4.17 on Friday, and definitely a far cry from the 3.86 level on March 30th, which is, incidentally, its strongest for the year.
No wonder Najib Razak wanted to talk about the economy.
There's so much to talk about. Anyway, the main reason for the weakness earlier is due to the fact that the US dollar is seen as stronger on expectations that US interest rates may rise. Also, crude oil prices have fallen significantly in the last couple of weeks. Brent was at 85 a barrel earlier this month. Now it's at 77 and looks set to come off a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Plus, if you remember, the global equity market saw quite a bit of a sell-off in recent weeks, and that affected the local currency with foreigners so far selling 310 million ringgit worth of local stocks last week, which is actually double the amount of stocks they sold the previous week.
Right.
So it's pretty much a sell-off.
Okay, and of course, the budget's going to be tabled for Friday. How's that playing into the overall sentiment?
I really don't know if it should play any role in the sentiment, but investors will definitely be watching how Lim Guan Eng will come up with this budget, because it's pretty much of a challenge for him. He has to raise government revenues, which kind of means more taxes could be on the way, and that could provide a bit of a downside risk to the ringgit. At the same time, he's also trying to boost the economy, so that balancing act would be interesting to watch. I did speak to Vishnu Varathan. He did have a little bit of good news for us. He's an FX analyst at Mizuho Bank in Singapore. He thinks, however, things will get worse before they actually get better.
The bigger picture, though, is market risk sentiments and overall global risk sentiments continue to be beaten down. And as long as oil prices are susceptible to geopolitics, these risks suggest that the ringgit could be under the weather for a while more. We think in the near term, ringgit could probably test above 420 towards 430. Going further out into 2019, we anticipate the ringgit will rise again below 410. And by end of next year, it could actually test below 4 against the US dollar.
And Gamuda Berhad, one half of the joint venture that's the contractor for the underground portion of the MRT2 project, its share price, understandably, has been on a roller coaster, right, since the start of the month. What's going on now that the job is on again after the government ordered them to stop? I can't even keep up.
I know. On Friday, the MMC Gamuda JV, the MMC is the other half, they confirmed that they can now go ahead with the work after lowering its price to 13.11 billion ringgit. Originally, it was 22.64 billion, and then it was lowered to 17.42 billion. But Putrajaya says, no, that's not enough. We need more discounts. So total discount, 42%. Not too bad. Anyway, the initial reaction to this saw Gamuda fall from, it was about 336, 340 before the project was called off, sort of. It fell to 2 ringgit 20 at some point. Today it ended up at 235, and that's down 4.9%. But last week, when they finally agreed on the price, it shot up to 253. 253 was the highest on Friday, and then there was some profit taking today. So it's about 230-36 right now.
Keith Kam, thank you so much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.